campaign 2021 here on WTOP, and the campaign for Virginia governor and other statewide and local races end with Election Day tomorrow. It is an airtight race between Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin and Democratic candidate Terry McAuliffe. We have invited both candidates to join us this afternoon.
And joining us right now, the Democratic candidate for governor, Terry McAuliffe. Governor, thank you so much for being with us.
Sean, Hillary, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Hey, listen, let's talk about this race because you were clearly ahead early all summer long. Glenn Youngkin has been gaining steam pretty steadily, but everything seemed to change after the debate when education came up and is now the biggest issue in this campaign. Do you regret the way you answered that question about parental involvement in schools?
No, because I was answering a question which parents supported me on, to veto a bill that would have allowed parents to come in and knock out books. Now, I love my mother and father. They should not be picking my math book or my science book. And exactly what I was vetoing is what Glenn Youngkin is proposing to take forward and banning. He's just come out. He's closing the campaign. He wants to ban Toni Morrison's book, Beloved. Really? I mean, this woman is a Pulitzer winner. She is a Presidential Medal of Freedom, a Nobel winner. And we should not be having her books banned. So why are we going after female black authors? Of all the hundreds of books that could be looked at, why does he come out, end his campaign, going after a female black author? It's just wrong. It's a racist dog whistle. It's how we started the campaign. You want to talk about education? I'm running on education. I put the biggest investment in the history of the state in education. I redesigned our high schools. I got rid of five SOLs. I'm calling for raising teacher pay above the national average for the first time ever. All getting all at-risk 41,000 3- and 4-year-olds pre-K. Everybody gets broadband. His education plan is banning books. And number two, talk about critical race theory, which is not taught in Virginia. And it's racist dog whistles. It's getting parents against parents, parents against teachers, using our children as political pawns. I'm lifting people up. That's why so many Republicans have endorsed me. But I was the education governor before. I will do it again. And, you know, his plan, don't take my word for it, the Washington Post, who endorsed me, said his plan, 43,000 teachers would be cut. But to go to your original premise, it's off a little bit. This race has always been the same. This race has not moved, really, in the last 4 or 5 months. It's always been a 1 to 3 point race. That's where it is today. Washington Post had me up one. I was up a couple 6 months ago. It hasn't moved. This is about turnout. We're not persuading anybody. It's about getting your voters to the polls. And that's why
Governor,
people got to get out. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, speaking of getting people to the polls, former President Trump is going to hold a tele-rally in support of Glenn Youngkin here this evening. Mr. Youngkin, though, doesn't plan to be anywhere near it. Are you afraid that Mr. Trump's entrance into the race at this last minute might actually throw more votes toward Glenn Youngkin?
I am so happy that Donald Trump, listen, he's endorsed Youngkin 10 times. We've had 10 different endorsements of Glenn Youngkin with Donald Trump. Youngkin himself has said so much of the reason why he's running is because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the most disliked person in Virginia. I was the governor during Charlottesville when 1,000 neo-Nazis and white supremacists came into our state, killed Heather Heyer. I lost 2 state troopers that day. And he said they were very fine people. They had the January 6th insurrection. After all of that, Glenn Youngkin said he was honored to have Trump's endorsement. So I am happy to remind voters about Donald Trump. He was the most divisive president we've ever had. His racist dog whistles and tweets and misogynist tweets every day. We're better than that. As a nation, we are better than this. And the both of them, Youngkin and Trump, continually question the 2020 election. Guess what? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won the election. Get over it. And all you're doing is running down our democracy. People have fought and died. I always say I'm the proud son of an Army captain, the proud father of a Marine captain. I am sick and tired of these folks throwing our democracy into question by saying elections were stolen when they weren't. You lose an election, stand up, admit it, and move on.
Listen,
and
I have to interrupt you.
On Glenn's campaign.
I have to interrupt you, and we really have to go, so I really need a short answer. But you brought up the president and vice president. Do you believe that you're suffering in this election because of Capitol Hill inaction on his priorities?
Well, I'd like to clearly like to see this bill done because we get $9 billion or $7 to $9 billion in roads here. But let me be honest, everyone in Virginia should understand under the American Rescue Plan that Joe Biden did, we here in Virginia got $14.3 billion $300 million we got for education. So I think we're going to get it done this week. I don't need it for my election. It's not about me. It's about my citizens here in Virginia. And I need it for when I'm governor. We got to fix our roads and bridges. And, you know, I remind you that you're not going to have any Republicans vote for it when it comes up this week in the House. So my point to all of them is get together, work together in a bipartisan way. Let's move this country forward. Let's do it unified. That's what I did as governor. I worked in a bipartisan way. I did it before. I'll do it again.